You're listening to an episode of Your Nerdy Girlfriend Podcast, a podcast all about living the highs and the lows of your best nerdy life. I'm your host, Jazzy, and I hope you're having a wonderful Thursday. Have you ever found an amazing cosplayer of color? And they create so many amazing cosplays and characters that you love, and you're just so excited to comment on their latest post. And you get to their post and you're ready to comment how amazing they look, and you see that someone has written something like, "Hey, that character isn't black," or, "Why are you sexualizing this character?" When that's just the way that cosplayer's body looks or their skin tone. Maybe you've seen some of the wilder comments, like people saying, "Hey, it's a black Princess Peach," or worse, "Hey, it's N-word Princess Peach." Yeah, people say that. Have you ever wanted to just step in and help out or find a way to support them, but you just don't know how? Well, today I'm sitting down with my lovely darling, Lusciously Wicked Cosplay, a huge person on the panel of Cosplaying While Black and also an amazing cosplayer in her own right. Today, she's going to give you guys some tips on how to support the Black community, Indigenous community, and all other POC cosplayers. So definitely stay tuned as we get into it. Welcome to the Your Nerdy Girlfriend Podcast, where we talk about all things quirky, nerdy, and weird. Can start out by telling us a little bit about yourself.
Well, hey everybody, it's your girl, Lusciously Wicked Cosplay, coming to you on this podcast. Yes, hi.
Okay, Alaska.
And nobody ever catches this unless people who actually watch Drag Race.
Yes,
know about Alaska Thunderfuck. And I'm just like, yep, that's exactly where I got it from. And literally, because I do love Alaska. Like, ever since Alaska came onto the scene, I was just like, I like you. And I love that lovely little catchphrase she does, that hi. And I'm just like, that's me. But I am a cosplayer. I'm from Chicago, Illinois. In real life, can I use my real name?
Yes, absolutely.
In real life, I go by Chloe. I'm from Chicago. Like I said, I'm 20, about to be 29. Woohoo! Yay.
Yay.
Yeah. And I'm a cosplayer. I'm also a scientist. I have a bachelor's degree in chemistry that I obtained in 2014. And I'm an actual scientist. People are always like, oh my God, you do all this stuff. When they see my Instagram and they're like, you do all this? And then you're a scientist too? When do you sleep?
Yes.
I don't sleep.
I love my cosplayers in STEM. As someone who's also in STEM, it just, when I meet more, it just makes me so happy.
Yes. It's a fun pile of knowledge that I can acquire. So as a scientist, I'd be like, oh yeah, I can research. I know how to research properly, do some things.
Mm-hmm.
And the main thing that everybody always asks, they're like, oh, do you know how to blow up stuff too? I'm just like, no. Like, why would I? That's not what you learn in high school and college? No. Why would you say that? Like, that's awful.
Oh my God.
I do not know how to do that. That is for a set amount of skills, baby, and I don't have those set amount of skills.
How long have you been cosplaying?
I have been cosplaying for 5.5 years. This year it will be 6. Yeah, it's been definitely a journey. I think I accidentally fell onto cosplay. It was just like, I went to a convention, I looked up and everybody was like dressed up, and I was like, people do this for real? I'm about this life, let's do it. And anything that I do, I just dive 200 degrees downward head first. So I'm like, I literally put my whole soul into cosplaying when I first started. And I was just very determined to like learn a lot of stuff. And at that time, I was actually learning how to sew anyway. So, and I was like, being a plus size cosplayer, a lot of the cosplays that I want or I want to buy, they do not come in my size. So,
mm-hmm.
Make majority of my stuff by hand.
Yeah, that's true. They run pretty small, especially because a lot of these cosplay companies are in Japan, where the sizing is smaller.
Yeah.
So
But
a
they're also cute,
medium to
though.
us is like an extra small to them. Like, it's a mess. The whole sizing thing is just a nightmare over there. I'm like,
Yeah.
but they are cute.
They're adorable. Like, I literally love seeing, like, even though, because they are also POC as well, I love seeing their aesthetic being brought to life by them. And it's just like, ooh, y'all look real, real. Like,
I
y'all look stepped out of the
know.
anime. It's a little scary, but
They
I'm
take their cosplay very seriously over there. I'm like, oh my
like,
God.
oh,
I
yeah.
want to
I
be
think
on
it's
that
so
level.
cool.
That level right there. That's what I'm trying to do. but today we're going to be talking about basically how we can support POC cosplayers, through various topics. So our first topic is going to be when we see a POC cosplayer being like attacked on social media, within the last month or so, I have seen so many of my POC cosplayer friends be attacked for various different reasons. One was told she was doing blackface as a black woman. I still don't understand how you do that. Another person was saying that they said that she white faced her skin when she didn't. She's light skinned, she just looks different in different lights. I what? And then, another one was told by a chick on the internet because she called, how sometimes we use Eva foam as the term when we really just mean warbler, or we use warbler where we mean Eva foam. Like, it happens because they're very similar in what you use them for. So she said warbler when she meant foam, like Eva foam, and this white girl like made a response video attacking her and telling her to respect her cosplay elders. They look the same age. I'm just like, what is going on? Oh my
Respect your
God.
cosplay
Yes,
elders and use your whole soul.
I watched her video and I could not. I was like, excuse me? Who are you? Like, because you've been on TikTok like 5 minutes longer? Like, it is a nightmare. So my first thing to do is like, what would you tell people? What should they do in that situation if they are maybe a non-POC or a fellow POC and they see someone being like attacked in these kind of ways?
Like, that's a really, really hard situation. When you're seeing it happen, your instinct, of course, is to jump in, because especially if it's your own people, your instinct is literally to jump in and try to, like, at least decipher. Like, I'm not saying you gotta argue with this girl, because arguing is never the option. I'm sorry, I ain't gonna sit here and argue with you. I'm sorry, I ain't got the time. We all grown here. We do this for a hobby. Get paid for it, except for some people. So we don't, for those of us who don't get paid for it, I'm not about to sit here and argue with you. If you say it's Warbler, I say it's EVA foam, we just got a difference of opinions. But you ain't gotta come for this girl, talk about some respect your cosplay elders. Baby, leave. If y'all don't remember what cosplay used to be back in the day, yes, we definitely do got some cosplay elders, but I'm pretty sure they're probably happy with the progression that life has taken. Okay? Now, even though cosplay was a mainly non-POC thing back in the day as well, there were some people that were POC that were into cosplay, but now as it gets like a more generational thing, more of us are coming in and loving this craft as is. Even if we mess up on a couple things, if we call some Warbler EVA foam or some EVA foam or PVC pipe or whatever, like even if we make our mistakes, cosplay, the main word in the word cosplay literally is play. You're playing with different ideas of how to make your vision come true. I wouldn't just sit here and argue with you and say, hey, I want to use the LED lights. You'd be like, fairy lights? And I'm just like, no, I'm not going to sit here and argue with you about that. You see it as something different. I see it as something different. Although LED lights and fairy lights are two different things. Don't come for me,
But
y'all.
like, but it's like the whole age-old thing with like chapstick and lip balm. It's
Exactly.
called lip balm, not chapstick, but everyone calls it chapstick. You know what I'm saying?
And
It's like that, or diapers and Pampers. They're
exactly.
not called Pampers, but Pampers is the brand everyone knows. So, yeah.
Exactly. Like, we all have different aesthetics in our cosplay. There are some people that do lewd cosplays. There are some people who do all handmade cosplays. There are some people who do like gender bent cosplays. We all have different type of aesthetics. That's why I say the word, the main word. I apologize for the train in the background because I do live by a train. But that's
Same.
us. That's us having our different aesthetic. That's the play that we like to implement in our craft. And for you to want to argue with somebody, or even just try to pick a fight with the smallest, most minuscule thing, you got a more underlying problem,
It's true.
unfortunately.
It's true. So, how should allies respond, and what should allies refrain from doing in those situations?
Please do not argue with them. I'm just going to let you know. Don't engage in the argument. Say, hey, like, even, and if you need to come to the actual horse's mouth, quote unquote, which is the person who made the video, hey, did you know you mixed up the words? She knows, she'll be like, oh, I'll play it off, yada, yada, yada. Then everything should be smooth over. This person, on the other hand, don't engage with a lot. On the other hand, that's trying to come for them, don't engage with them because they'll try to instigate something, and that's not what you
I've
want.
seen the whole thing where it's like, you sent my your followers to attack me. And it's like, no, you were terrible. They saw your at, so they attacked you on their own.
I was like, if you don't see any comments that say, go get her, nah.
Exactly. Exactly.
Now, if the author herself actually shut that person down and was like, I'm not gonna sit here and argue with you, and I don't expect none of my followers to. If she made that standard, that's all that is to it. I'm not gonna argue with you. You can say what you said. I said what I said. Period.
So what are like three ways that you think are great ways to support POC cosplayers?
Specifically, be there for them physically and mentally. My best friend and I, we try to be there for each other, whether it be inside of cosplay or outside of cosplay, especially when you form that special bond with a person, you want to make sure that you're at least there for them. Two, do not judge. If you're a non-POC person who are judging a POC person who does cosplay, please do not try to put us in that POC only box. Don't judge. Pretty much don't judge. Don't be like, oh, you're beautiful. You would make a great Storm. And I said,
The most annoying comment
I'm fully
ever.
aware. I feel like Storm, if Storm was a real person, she would be like, look here, keep
Keep
my
my
name
name out
out
your
in your
mouth.
mouth. Period. She would be a real
Yes.
person. Like, she'd be like, hey, I'm gonna need you to stop spreading my name throughout the whole cosplay community. Not everybody wants to be me. Like, you know, like
Exactly. And then they get mad when we say that. They're like, why are you so angry? How is it racist? What did we do? Because you think of every black character you can think of and put it in our comments and say, do this next. But you don't do
It would
that
be
to anyone
so
else.
funny if we just, because we don't say it now. For those of us who don't say nothing, it'd be like, why should I? Because it's too easy at this point. At this point in 2021, it's too easy for you to come up, for you to blatantly come up to me and say, and I don't even know you like that, for you to blatantly come up to me and say, hey, you should do Storm next. No. Is that who? I'd be like, oh, I'll pass on that character. I don't even watch X-Men. I'll be petty and just say some stuff like
That
that. I'm like, I'll pass on that character. I don't even watch X-Men. What's the other characters you got? Let's see
also,
how
there's
quickly
a
they can react.
absolutely, and as a comic book nerd, there are so many other phenomenal black female characters in the DC, Marvel, and other universes outside of them that it those the only ones y'all can think of. Like, come on
Period.
now. Like, okay.
And even now, me as a black cosplayer, I'm the person that's like, I want you to try me. I'm gonna do any character I want. I do what I want. Period. I'm a grown woman. I can do what I want. If I
Okay,
feel like,
Beyonce,
right.
grown woman.
Period. If I wanted to do Squirrel Girl, if I want to do
I
Blackcat,
love
if I
Squirrel
want
Girl
to
so
do,
much.
is she the cutest thing? Like,
Yes!
she is just like literally the cutest thing, and I'm just like, but between you and me and the whole wide world that's listening to this, that's a cosplayer for 2021.
I hope so. Oh my God, I love her so much. She's the cutest thing ever.
And I've never seen a black cosplayer do Squirrel Girl. And I mean, so maybe I've been missing it, but most definitely I have not seen a black cosplayer do Squirrel Girl. And I'm just like, yep, let me be that black cosplayer for y'all. I got you.
Chloe, you are a part of an amazing panel that I've seen multiple times on multiple occasions, and I love it every single time. And I took my boyfriend to see it too, at C2E2, and he learned so much. He loved it. You guys opened his eyes. I wasn't expecting him to say all that to me afterwards. He was like, this one's very informative. Like, I learned a lot. And I'm just like, you know, tell us about your panel.
I run a panel called Cosplaying While Black. We're the Chicago branch. We basically give you a step into a POC cosplayer's shoes. People always say that there's no racism in the cosplay community. I say, honey, there is. You just got to look out for it. And sometimes you got to walk in somebody's shoes just to experience something. I'm not saying my struggle is your struggle and your struggle is not my struggle, but at least can we come to a common ground where we can all see each other as equal? And that's kind of what I want to portray to the audience. I'm like, hey, I'm a black cosplayer. You're a black cosplayer. We don't go through the same things, but most definitely we have a common ground somewhere. Hey, I'm a black cosplayer. You're a non-POC cosplayer. We definitely do not go through the same things, but I want you to see me as me, and I'm going to see you as you.
Mm-hmm. What are, like, a few important things from your panel that you'd like to share with us?
Definitions such as non-POC. If nobody knows what POC means, it means person or persons of color. That means any minority that is not particularly white. So we're talking Latinas, Black POC persons, meaning Black person of color, Latinas, Asians, Filipinos, like whatever you want to go, any type of minority that you can think of. And that's something that we carry on throughout this this meaning and terminology since we've like learned what it is. Because I've never, like, back in the day, I don't think they called us persons of color. So let's just be honest about that. So, and we do a lot of terminology such as race bending, which is a thing where we do Black POCs or regular POCs in general. They use a type of their culture to put onto a character. So if you want to put box braids on Belle, that's a thing of race bending. You're still using the original costume and whatever variation you want to use it in, but you're using your actual culture. So if you want to make a full Belle dress out of, for example, kente cloth.
Oh, that's cute.
You would be able to do it because that's your vision. And that's race bending. And we talk a lot about how blackface is wrong. Let's keep saying it, everybody. But the people in the back, blackface is wrong. That is all that
absolutely
is to it. And even though we know better, there's no such thing as white facing. If we're doing a white face, it's usually because we're doing clown makeup.
It's true.
It's not like we're legit lightening our skin. Because we know better. We just know better. I'm sorry. I can't, at this point, I can't say that there's nobody who just doesn't know better anymore. We know better. We're not going to sit here and change our skin tone. We also talk about
absolutely
color. We also talk about colorism, which is in the mm-hmm. community, where we have, of course, you know, the light skin versus the dark skin. Me being a dark skinned mm-hmm. woman, obviously my experience of being a black woman is much different than being a light skinned woman. But we talk about that. We say, how can we make it better? Because I'm like, I'm not going to treat, because you're a light skinned black woman, I'm not going to treat you any differently. You still black at the mm-hmm. end of the day. You black 24/7 a day, 24/7, 365 days, just like me.
And I've noticed it does make a difference because I don't get attacked on my cosplays as much as my darker skin friends do. And I always thought, am I doing something? Maybe I'm not cosplaying right because I'm not getting attacked, you know, which is a terrible mindset to have, but you know, it's normal for us to receive terrible comments.
is
So
normal.
I'm just like, why am I not receiving any of these? Like, what have I done? And then I realized, you know what? It might be because I am light skinned. Maybe that's what it is. Like, I don't understand that. So yeah, there's a big, huge difference in the way that light skinned cosplayers, even on fake places like TikTok, are treated compared to a brown or black skin, a brown or darker skinned a black cosplayer. Absolutely.
It's sometimes it will be a almost a fight between us, and it will be like, we black, period. Let us be us. They can't be like, oh, well, hers is more susceptible than yours. And then we get like, as me, as a darker skinned woman, we get called like, you know, the N-word and all that. And I'm just like, you realize we both black, right? Sometimes when you see the outside, when you're the person that's on the inside looking on the outside, you're just like, you see we both black, right? No? Because,
It's like that China Anne McClain TikTok. It's like, you know, I'm black, right?
yeah,
You know, I'm black, right?
exactly. Like, you do know I'm black, right? Like, come on now. Because
the
I
same page, right?
promise you, and that's another thing I've actually wanted to bring up into the panel as well, as an icebreaker, because I like to do icebreakers when I do my panel. I do a picture of whatever cosplay you can think of, and I do with both a non-POC person and a POC person. I say, what's the difference between these two characters? They have on the same costume, same everything. What's the difference between these two characters? And usually people say they'll like, you'll get the oddball answer. It's like, oh, she's wearing a darker wig than this person. I'm just like, first of all, your eyesight is on point. Let's just talk about your eyesight real quick. Like, but no, and I'd be like, no, it's the fact that basically they're the same character, just two different females. There's technically no difference at all. They're both Belle, or they're both Diva, or they're both Squirrel Girl. They're the same person. And
Absolutely.
because there's no difference. I'm putting on a costume just like you're putting on a costume. I'm spending hours of preparation just like you're spending hours of preparation. We're all cosplayers at the end of the day. There's no difference at all. And I want people to
All
see,
right.
that there's no difference. I put on a costume every day like you put on a costume. And when we see each other at a convention, we're gonna see each other as such.
It's
And be
true.
like, look
It's
who's
true. We're
here.
gonna know you're this because of the costume you're wearing. It doesn't matter your skin tone, your hair, your eye color. I'm gonna know who you are.
Exactly. And we also try to get more appropriate terminology or appropriate phrasing, saying like, oh, is there a, I've even asked, do you feel it's appropriate to call someone the black version or the Latina version or the Asian version of a certain character? And it's not like we have a problem, and I always say this, we don't have a problem with non-POC cosplayers cosplaying black characters. Just do not be disrespectful, because that's what you about to get your behind handed to you. Because, and then you're going to be like being defensive, and then you get the comments like, oh, I didn't do anything wrong though, it's just cosplay. No, baby, it's not just cosplay anymore, because at this point now you're just being disrespectful.
Well, especially the ones that'll say, well, I tan naturally. That's interesting because I saw you do Belle, Rapunzel, Snow White, and you didn't tan
And
for any of
gorgeous
those
fair skin
characters.
all through those
But
pictures.
then you tanned all the way you could to do Tiana and Moana. Like, make it make sense. Why were you tan? And Esmeralda, why were you tan for those characters? Now, you did it specifically for them. You didn't just, oh, those are the characters. No, you made it till you were tan to do them. That's the fucking problem.
Exactly.
Congratulations. You walked right into the point and you missed it.
It
Oh,
passed
hell
them so quickly. They was just like, huh? Yep.
no.
And
Exactly.
exactly, I've seen it happen before. Well, like you said, they'll have the beautiful pictures of these Disney princesses that have beautiful fair skin. All of a sudden, Esmeralda pops up. Girl, where'd you get all this darkness from? Like,
Yeah, like where did melanin come from? Hold on, did you get melanin
I was just wondering, because
in
it that
a
because that makes it seem like, oh, well, I didn't care enough to do this for these cosplays, but I'm definitely gonna care for this one. That's when you're about to get your ass handed to you. I'm so sorry. And now you're just gonna sit there and take it because you're upset that you're about to get the backlash. That's not what this is.
Absolutely.
I've seen a beautiful cosplayer. Her name is Chelsea Gentry, on Instagram. She did Tiana. Beautifully done. Beautifully done. And I was at ease. I was like, you know what? If she can do this, y'all should never be back. And what's crazy is that I was going through her comments. I was legit like, let's see what's craziness about to pop off on this one. I saw nothing but great comments. A couple little pe like people who are a little angry about it, but I even said, you know, she didn't do it with disrespect though. She made it look
Absolutely.
gorgeous. She had the green, beautiful dress on, the headpiece. She even had her nice, like pretty wig together. She didn't do it with disrespect. That was the point. And I love seeing it because that means that me as a black woman can do Belle with the regular wig, not with the box braids, but with the regular wig, the regular dress, and walk out this door and still be able to be treated the same.
Absolutely, 100%. So, speaking of other cosplayers, who are three that you are absolutely obsessed with? Like, who are your top three
Oh my
faves
God, Lord have
lately? I
mercy.
know that's such a loaded question.
I am a big, 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 big fan because I don't see a lot of male cosplayers, and I really do love seeing my man out here doing these fabulous male cosplays and hell, even sometimes doing gender bend cosplays of female characters. I love seeing it. So one of my favorite male cosplayers, I could definitely say, is Fanservice Renji. He is a YouTuber. You guys should go follow him. He's pretty really he's really awesome. He was one of the people that I started following when I first started cosplaying. And like I told you before, I get obsessed over something and I start researching the crap out of it. And his videos were some of the videos that I would watch to like get a feel for the convention scene, kind of learn how to do some like how to do cosplay shoots. Like, even though I was a model before then, but like, you never know when you become your favorite character, you don't know how to pose. You're so nervous. You're like, ooh, what am I gonna do?
Oh,
Like, seriously.
I know.
And he gave me that confidence, and actually having to meet him in real life in ASIN, at ASIN, like I think it was like 2 years ago. It was just amazing. And I was just like, it's much more different than when he's on the like the TV screen or the YouTube screen. He's right in front of you. And I was just like, huh. So when I actually got the chance to meet him, he actually did my Diane photo shoot from Seven Deadly Sins when we had a all black cast of Seven Deadly Sins at ASIN of 2019. So
That's
yeah, he
awesome.
did my photo shoot and it was amazing. It was a very fun time to spend with him and we've now become a good pair of bosom buddies. I think he's really, really awesome. So that's
Oh.
one person. Let me think. Another favorite. I would have to say, oh man, this is such a hard decision
I
because everybody
know.
is so wonderfully creative, and I am that person. I am the extrovert from hell. If you need that person to pump you up, I am that person. I'm gonna tell you, you look good. Your body look good. Your hair look good. I'm gonna be that person. It's just so many wonderful, beautiful cosplayers, and I want to be like, yes, you look amazing. You're amazing. Can't choose. Literally. So hard, but I can definitely say that you are one of my favorite cosplayers because not only, I don't know, Jazzy and I, we go way back. So and she my mentor. She my mentor, period. So we go way back, period. So yeah. So you're my favorite cosplayer, my baby sister, of course, because she is
Oh
at
my
a
God, her gender
like
bends.
my sister wants to be everybody's anime cosplay boyfriend. So if y'all could just slide in her DMs, please. Thank you. She's an amazing person and amazing cosplayer. And she also does like wigs by hand. So I learn a lot of stuff from her as well as I learn from you. And I take different things from different people where I can be like, ooh, you just taught me something. Ooh, this is like an amazing trait. I use that and I'm like, this can make me a better cosplayer. And I'm not trying to steal your ideas or do anything, but that technique you just did,
Absolutely,
I like
though.
that. I want to use that on a future
That's such a good,
cosplayer.
that's the way it should be. That's the way it should be. That's the way it should be. You should be able to just learn from each
I know.
other.
And sometimes, and I'm not saying the world for cosplay is all sunshine and rainbows and such. You are going to have those people that are sometimes either trying to undermine you or something like that. But you got to move past it. And once you move past it, you're fine. Don't let nobody get you down. Especially when, like I said, we don't get paid for this, y'all. Like, some of us don't.
Yes, like come
We
on
out here
now.
still broke, okay? Like, let us have some fun, become a kid again, because it is what it is. But who else? Let me think. I'm trying to think of a really good cosplayer. And oh, Tranquil Ashes. Yes, girlfriend is everything to me. Tranquil Ashes.
Oh.
Oh, I love her page so much. And of course, I have the typical like favorite cosplayers, like the famous cosplayers, like Ivy Doom Kitty, Yaya Han, and Jessica Nigri. And I love all three of these beautiful women, all three different cosplayers. And two of them are people of color, and one of them is a non-person of color, but all different cosplayers. And I love it. I love seeing each of their aesthetics. Because actually, if you really see it, all of them dress sexy, but they're different forms of sexy.
I
And I
love that.
love that.
I
So
absolutely
now
love
I do
that.
have those. Those are my typical like famous girl cosplayers. Yes, because I definitely got more Yaya Han patterns in my closet than anybody. And I've met Yaya Han
Yeah,
now like three times. So,
I
and I love her, and I think she is an absolute gem for the cosplay community. Like, that's a businesswoman. That's a businesswoman from hell right there. That's like. She get her money
love
and she get gone. I said, man, if anybody can be it, Yaya Han could be it, baby.
Absolutely. If there's one thing that you could change about the community, what would it be? Like one big thing. I know there's a list, I'm
Ooh,
sure,
baby.
but like what's one big thing you could change, you would
The
change?
fear. I would rather us cosplayers, but like hell, both POC and non-POC, I don't want them to have fear because people hear, oh, I'm not, or say, I'm not confident enough, or I'm not this enough, or I'm not that enough. I want to take away
Absolutely.
the fear from everybody. First of all, did y'all forget we used to do this as kids?
It's Halloween, just hanging out with our friends playing dress up. This
This
is
is
what
what
we
we did as
did.
kids. So y'all have to take that fear away of like, oh, I'm not this enough or I'm not that enough. I know my body will never be a size two. I know that for a fact. I'm gonna either be a plush or plus size cosplayer probably for the majority of my life. I'm not trying to continue to be living in a fear of whether or not I can wear a Jasmine cosplay or a bunny suit cosplay. And that actually comes to my next point. I am coming up with a new panel that is actually exuberates and celebrates people that want to be confident and that are becoming more confident in their cosplays as well.
I
It's going
love
to be.
that. I was just about to ask you about the
Yes.
panel.
I also, with Cosplaying While Black, even though that is the name of our panel, we are changing our physical name. So our physical name of the brand is going to be Black Cosplayers Continuum. So we wanted something to catch you guys' eye. We wanted something to be fun and somewhat like, interesting. So the group itself is called Black Cosplayers Continuum, and we will still be doing the Cosplaying While Black panel, but we will also be adding more panels to the brand.
That's amazing. That is absolutely amazing. Will you guys be doing any virtual versions of your panel since we're in the pandemic still and cons really aren't popping back up
Yes, we
yet?
will. I hope to be doing something because we try to figure out what we can do. Like, I don't think we've like randomly be sat down and was like, Oh yeah, I'm gonna do, let's do a random pop-up day. At first, I did have that idea, but I'm like, a lot of us have different schedules, and I did not want to invade in anybody's schedule or quarantine time. I don't want to invade. I never want to be the person that's invasive for, if you got something to do, you got something to do, baby. I'm not gonna hold you back. You do you, okay? So
I understand
like you do you.
that.
I'm not gonna sit here and argue with you and be like, well, you need to be here. No. We are people. You do you. You got something to do? All right. It's gonna be me and you, Erica. Okay, cool. Like, even if it had to be just me and my right-hand woman, which is my cosplay mom, Erica, Erica Miyakuni. She is my cosplay mom, and she's been my cosplay mom now for probably about, I want to say, 4 years. She's been basically my right-hand woman when I was trying to create this panel, and she like was the first person to do it with me back in 2018, August of 2018. That was when we did it in Wakanda Con, the first Wakanda Con in Chicago, and that was actually when we did it. I was like, yay!
Wakanda Con is amazing, you
Yes.
guys. When cons come back up, you have to go, especially my black
Please
people out
come.
there. It is black excellence on another level. You have not seen a black excellence con like Wakanda
Please.
Con. I cried from all the beauty and emotion of seeing this. It
And
was
like I
amazing.
said, and if y'all really don't know, like, learn from this. I promise you, people are seeing that this is becoming a phenomenon. And just like when things they don't know about and they think it's strange, yeah, they're gonna either start getting anxious or mad. And I promise you, people big mad at this con. I promise you.
Oh,
They're big mad.
absolutely. When I told people, they're like, can we go if we're not black? I'm like, yes, it's for everyone. It's not a black
I
con.
literally, yeah,
What?
and I make this joke every time, and it's not a joke for real, but it really is legit serious. Like, we invite you to the picnic, but you got to bring a side dish. It's not our fault that you didn't bring a
Amen.
side dish. Okay,
Amen.
like, and we want you to come. We're allowing you to experience what we experience. And I'm not saying you got to experience racism on the first day or something like that, but I want you to come here and see how much black excellence there can be in this world that you're possibly missing, that you don't even see on a daily basis. We want to see you.
Yes, like guys, when I tell you that like Fermilab, they were there, and the Science and Industry Museum, they were there, and they're just talking to all these black kids. They had like black kids in cosplay doing, they were winning contests, the cutest things
Yes,
you've
oh
ever
my
seen.
goodness.
There were black vendors, black artists selling their art. There was like beard oil that I knew I could trust and buy for my boyfriend. It's,
Organic
you
stuff.
know, like I
Oh,
just
wasn't
was,
it? It smelled like shea
yes,
butter
organic.
and love. Okay.
Yes, and we
Yes.
had a parade, which was really dope. That parade was everything. I have
That
videos of
parade,
that parade. It
and
was
what's hilarious now,
everything.
I don't know if anybody noticed, because also for Wakanda Con, being there for now the second year, I got to know the actual showrunners. And they are a actual family. These are like siblings, they're brothers and sisters. They came up with the celebration of Black Panther. May he rest in peace. I am still not over that. I am not gonna lie to you. I don't think anybody is. But like, they came up with this phenomenal idea how to celebrate the movie, but also celebrate the culture behind it. And it's absolutely a beautiful thing. And when I got to meet them, they saw how, like, I'm being cool with everybody. I'm just like, I'm having a good time. Like, I'm really having a good time. And my first year, they came to me and asked me, would you like to host the cosplay or like help it out with the cosplay contest? And I was like, yeah, totally. Like, thank you. So
Absolutely.
I got to meet one of the warriors, who was the one of the Jabari warriors, who also comes, Mark Willis. He comes every year now, and he was pretty awesome. And so we got to do that together. So we got to choose who was the cosplay contest winners, and we also did it a little bit bigger the next year. So that was when the parade was happening, y'all. And it was hilarious. I was not in that parade because I was doing an interview. I was
What?
actually not in that parade, and that's the funniest part because nobody
Oh no! I was like, oh my God. It was actually on my birthday last year. So I was like, yes, this is
Yeah, so
the
nobody notices that I am not even there. And I look at the pictures, I'm just like, y'all look so beautiful. Y'all look straight up gorgeous. And I watched the videos of the parade. I watched the videos because I had two of the and one of the brothers sent me a video after everything went down, and he sent me a video, and it was like the parade. I was like, y'all look so beautiful. I promise you. Like, just to see a parade of POC geeks just loving themselves, loving their costumes, being a part of the culture. It just felt like it was a tribal movement watching that. Now, if I had been in, I think
Absolutely.
it would have been like, it would have been more acceptable, but I was doing an interview.
Yeah, no, it was amazing. And if you guys want to see more pictures or learn more about WakandaCon, I did do a review on naturallycolorfulbabe.com, so definitely check that out. I do lots of con reviews, and that one was definitely one of my favorites. But thank you so much for joining us today, Lusciously Wicked Cosplay, aka Chloe. And tell us where we can find you so they can go support you
Yes.
too.
Okay. If you guys are loving everything and you hear my fabulous voice, I don't know if my voice is soothing, but if you'd like to see my content, you can follow my Facebook under Lusciously underscore Wicked, which is Lusciously underscore Wicked, Wicked cosplay. And you can also find that on Instagram as well. And you can find it on my Twitter. And if you would like to support my Patreon, where I show you sneak peeks of my next cos plans, as well as my secret cosplay that I'm working on, you can join my Patreon under Lusciously Wicked as well. And I also have a YouTube channel. Me and Jazzy have that in common as well. She also supported me as when I was trying
Yes.
to build this together. And she was like, learn your audience, girl. I was like, yes, I got this. I have a YouTube channel. It's called XOXO Lusciously Wicked. Give that a subscribe and give it a double tap. Click that what's that called? Notification bell. There you go.
Being a cosplayer is a vulnerable thing, but when you couple that with the fear of possibly being called a racial slur or shame for things that you cannot control, hair, skin, eye color, I hope that this starts the conversation in helping the community stand up for each other and stand with each other instead of standing against each other. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for joining us this week on Your Nerdy Girlfriend Podcast. Make sure to check us out at Your Nerdy Girlfriend on Instagram to vote on episode topics and to have your voice heard in our What Are You People Saying segment where I answer your questions. Make sure to leave us a review on iTunes, and if you like what you've heard, make sure you share with others. Thanks for listening. See you guys next Thursday.